Gender Recognition Act. The Tories' consultation regarding changes to the 2004 Gender Recognition Act, GRAP, is now open until October. This invites anyone in England and Wales to express their opinion regarding how the GRA should be changed. The online form asks for opinions regarding how adequate the current process to legally change your gender is. One such question is about the cost to apply to change your gender, currently £140. For working class people this can be too high a cost, especially in the age of austerity. However, this does not even consider the other costs that many transgender people face to be recognized as their gender. The current NHS waiting time to access hormone therapy is a year, which is too long. As a result, many trans people feel their best option is to access private healthcare, despite the costs. This is not sustainable for most people. The consultation doesn't discuss these issues, nor will changes to the GRA alone address them. Some of the problems facing trans people are referred to, for example in accessing employment, mental health services, and so on. However, the consultation itself does not address these issues, or how the GRA would affect them. In fact, Tory changes to the GRA would likely not address them at all, and could potentially exacerbate them. The government could say that easing the restrictions to legally changing gender would make existing trans services obsolete, to justify cutting them, leaving trans people worse off. Furthermore, the consultation is only for England and Wales. Scotland has already had its consultation. And Northern Ireland is not going to be affected. Once again, LGBT plus people in Northern Ireland are being left behind in potential advancements of LGBT plus rights. Socialists need to campaign for changes to the Gender Recognition Act that are suitable for all trans and non-binary people. We must also fight for all LGBT plus services to be fully funded, as well as the NHS, so all people can receive the care they need without being forced into the private healthcare system. Maddie Steeds, Hawkesbury, Upton, Gloucestershire.